Yeah, better sleep, I suppose, Kieran. Look, I'm delighted to get the league up and running. A lot of talk and a lot of preparation, a lot of things going on behind the scenes. So it was great to get the first game played, and it was an excellent day, brilliant all-round day. Obviously, bar the result in the end-up. If he'd asked me going to Merivale before the game, I took a draw and a performance to get, I definitely would. But it was just the circumstances. But in the end, we played really well, created most of the chances, deserved a victory, and was sort of taken away from us at basically the last kick of the game.
Nil all at half time. Gavin, Turner and Ruddy put your side up early stages of the second half. I was in Cork Hill Celtic last week. Turner and Ruddy came off the bench. He was lively. Did he start yesterday? And players like that there, that's a way to impress the manager by scoring goals.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Kiernan's a real talent, a real good player. He's on his second season with us, and I really believe in his ability. We made six changes from the team played last week. Not really due to performances, more to do with we're going to utilise the squad this season to get everybody the opportunities and look at. And in fairness, the six that came in, they done really, really well. Thought Kieran McElroy and OBD at the back were immense. Thought Kieran was outstanding. Kiernan and Conor Graham coming in the midfield and really, really done well. Jimmy Patman, his first start for us, Jimmy McLaughlin, and again was excellent, hit the bar in the first half. So the players that all came on and the changes we made, we're all very happy with them, you know.
You're a goalkeeper yourself, Gavin. You played at Finn Harps for a long number of seasons. A new goalkeeper yesterday, well known in GAA circles and Donegal, Shane O'Gara from the Glencombe Kill area.
Yeah, Shane, look, I've known Shane probably 20 years now. He was at Harps on the raids and stuff when I was playing with Harps, and I really like him, great guy. So look, I brought Shane in this season to put pressure on Harry, and he's done that. I think Harry stepped up to be he's been excellent so far this season, and Shane's come in and really excelled in training and really added to the group in the dressing room, and deserved his game yesterday, deserved his opportunity and done really well, and definitely deserved to keep his clean sheet, and was very unlucky not to.
Gavin Smith, he got the equaliser for Merivale United yesterday. What sort of a goal was it, Gavin? I know there's going to be League of Ireland highlights now on YouTube, so we'll catch them up in the next day or two. But what was the goal like for Gavin Smith yesterday for Merivale United?
I suppose we were a wee bit of a storm for the last 5 minutes, but we were comfortable. I think Shane had to make a save. Ball, Shane came for a cross, the collision between himself and our defender, and the referee, by everybody on the ground sort of estimation, is give a penalty out of, we don't know how, we don't know why he says he give it for a handball. We just don't know how, from where he was at, that he could give any handball, or where the handball was, or what happened. So look, it's gotten, because after that the centre game was over, and we probably deserve to win. But look, that's football, we get on with it, we move on to this week, and we'll take the real positives from the performance and the result down there.
I caught up with you last Sunday, Gavin. We talked about preparation ahead of the new season. How difficult is it going to be for you now preparing your side for the next 9 games in terms of knowledge of the opposition? Because when you're in the zone, a football league, you obviously know the players, know the management teams and know their styles of play. A little bit different now at the national level.
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's new squads, new teams. A lot. We're probably the easiest team to scout in the league in terms of the videos and games we've been involved in over the years, and the fact that we've continuity in our squad. So the rest of the teams, like Merivale yesterday, had 10 players from the squad last season and 10 new signings, according to their manager Brendan. So it's actually near impossible to prepare to play against them. So we have to just prepare ourselves. We have to get ourselves right and play our own game, and the players ourselves have to go out and take the opportunities that they get. And in fairness to them yesterday, they've done that with both hands. And if we get them performances and that level of performance the rest of the season, we'll be delighted. So we will.
Huge day for soccer in Donegal, a huge day for In the Zone soccer next Saturday. Your first ever game in the National League, and in the National League at home. Looking forward to it, Gavin. What's your message to the soccer public?
Oh, absolutely. Look, even yesterday in Merivale, there was well over 100 fans down. It was really impressive and really heartening for the players to play in front of. It was a massive effort to get to Galway with that crowd. So look, next week we're just urging everybody to come out and make a real big day of it, a real big spectacle, and obviously come out and see a team that's going to do their absolute best.